It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, April 24th. I'm Patricia Naft. There was a break-in last weekend at the Blake Field Airport just north of Delta. There was some minor damage in the office, but in the attached hangar, burglars made away with a plane engine. Sheriff Fred McKee says a Roytax engine for an ultralight plane was stolen.
An investigation was conducted. I believe we have located some information that may lead to suspects.
He says that anyone with information on the burglary should contact the sheriff's department. School District 51 in Mesa County has joined several other school boards across the state in passing a resolution calling for an end to the negative factor. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
To understand the negative factor and why school districts don't like it, you'll have to go back to the year 2000. 15 years ago, Colorado voters approved Amendment 23, mandating that school funding has to keep pace with inflation. That worked until the Great Recession and Colorado was broke.
And at the time of the budget turn, the decision was made that the funds would be taken out of those dollars to maintain the state budget.
That's Tom Parrish, member of the District 51 School Board of Education.
At the time, then, that's where the $1 billion came from. It was basically to keep the state government afloat during our latest economic downturn.
The state government basically changed their interpretation of Amendment 23. The legislature decided that 23 only covers certain sections of education, so that meant smaller budgets. The school districts have been keeping track, though, of all that money they say is due to them. Right now, Parrish says it's over $1 billion.
We've lost that funding at the local level, and it has impacted our school district. And so we were hoping to maybe shine some light on the fact that we need that funding reinstated to help us at the local level.
The board's resolution says that they've had to cut staff and programs, increase class size, and delay maintenance projects.
Not only does it talk about what the costs were as far as what we've had to cut, but it also talks about, even in the time of cutting, the legislature continues to reduce school funding. They continue to pass significant laws, but with the laws, they don't fund those laws that they pass. So not only are we not getting the funding we should under Amendment 23, they continue to reduce the school funding and continue to pass laws which cost money to implement but don't fund it.
Parrish says that there are two proposals to close the negative factor, but neither would get rid of it quickly. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Montrose Police Station will be getting some much-needed repairs. This is Chief Tom Chin.
The police department roof is kind of in bad shape and certainly in need of a new roof. It did leak. We had trash cans sitting in a lot of strategic locations all through the police department trying to catch that water that was leaking through the roof.
The city received over $130,000 from DOLA for the repairs. The city has agreed to match that money so the repairs can now happen. Chin is looking forward to not having to worry about a leaking ceiling when construction is completed mid-summer. In honor of Earth Day on Wednesday, a group of middle school students in Paonia volunteered to clean up trash along the river. KBNF's Laura Pomisano tagged along and brings us this report.
Armed with black trash bags and work gloves, more than 20 7th and 8th grade students are searching for rubbish in the woods near Paonia High School. The area is next to the North Fork of the Gunnison River, a tributary of the Colorado River. And these middle schoolers are here for a community service project coordinated by the Western Slope Conservation Center, a local nonprofit. The center was instrumental in the creation of the adjacent Paonia River Park. Sarah Sauter, the organization's executive director, says the area has come a long way.
It's a former in-stream gravel mine that we've turned into one of the only developed public access points on the North Fork. So right now we have a little bit of a trail, we have a boat ramp, a beautiful entryway arch and viewing platform. We're right now in the process of building a master plan so we can put in an additional mile of trail there. So it's a really wonderful community resource.
14-year-old Poppy Lightfoot is one of the students picking up trash.
I have found lots of Sprite cans and a big Pepsi bottle, plastic bags, stuff like that.
Lightfoot wants to see these woods clean because she recreates here.
I like about this area is that I can like run around with my friends and I can play hide and go seek because that's fun.
Sauter says the area by the park is well used and that's why she organized the cleanup.
So we're just giving Mother Earth a little bit of love back on Earth Day.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Two former governors joined Governor John Hickenlooper at the Capitol Wednesday to tout the importance of student assessments in the classroom. It comes as lawmakers are debating how to reduce the number of tests school children take. Penta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The state's largest teachers union, along with many parents and teachers, say students are spending roughly a third of the school year preparing for and taking standardized tests. But former Republican Governor Bill Owens says accountability for students, teachers, and schools is crucial and under attack.
Our friends from both the left and the right, for differing reasons, don't want to test, don't want to measure, don't want to have accountability. This is stunning to me.
Former Democratic governor and Los Angeles school superintendent Roy Romer agrees. They both joined Hickenlooper to say Colorado shouldn't roll back tests too far, saying it's critical for preparing students to compete in the global workforce. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A new poll focusing on the environment was released last week. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh has more.
49%, or very close to half of Americans, believe environmental protection should be a priority even at the risk of limiting energy supplies. 39% want to see development of U.S. energy resources as a priority. 72% of Democrats prioritize environmental protection over energy development. Republicans are pretty much the opposite. Independents reflect the general public, with close to half giving the environment priority. The majority of Americans, 52%, believe President Obama is doing a good job of protecting the nation's environment, up one percentage point from last year. Americans are split, so to speak, on hydraulic fracturing, with 40% in support, 40% opposing it, and 19% with no opinion. Those over 50 support fracking more than those under 50. Republicans solidly support fracking more than Democrats. And the closer Americans associate themselves with the environmental movement, the less they support fracking. Results for this poll are based on telephone interviews between March 5th and 8th, 2015, with a random sample of 1,025 adults 18 and older in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
Gallup's environmental poll and others are at gallup.com. Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies, followed by P. Gibby and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.